From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast, originating from the studios here at the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And this week we are looking somewhat, I should say, at the book of 1 Thessalonians. And I say somewhat simply because of the fact that I'm giving you an overview of this book because of all the books in the Bible, and specifically because of all the books in the New Testament. We see that 1 Thessalonians is a book that is written to teach us how to live in light of the rapture. And of course, when we are talking about teaching us how to live in light of the rapture, I'm talking about born-again believers. Certainly, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, I encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you so that when the rapture happens, you will go to be with the Lord as He will take you up into heaven. But even those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ need to learn how to live in light of the rapture so that when the rapture takes place, we will not be ashamed, we will not be found in sin or faithless before Almighty God, but that we will be found honoring God, living for God, serving God, and glorifying God. And I mentioned to you yesterday that in 1 Thessalonians we have five chapters, and each one of those five chapters has a particular theme in light of the rapture. And I've just been pinpointing those or highlighting them for you in our study, so that you might be encouraged to study them through on your own. Yesterday, I mentioned that chapter 1 of 1 Thessalonians teaches us about salvation in light of the rapture, verses 9 and 10 being the key verses. I also mentioned that in chapter 2, we have teaching as it relates to service in light of the rapture, and that's found in chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 as the key verses. Then I also mentioned that in chapter 3, it speaks concerning suffering in light of the rapture, and that's keyed there in verse 4 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Now, today, let's look at chapter 4 and chapter 5. And again, I'm just giving you the highlights to encourage you to study through on your own. And in chapter 4, we find that it teaches us concerning sanctification in light of the rapture. And the fact of the matter is, as Christians, we are not to be dabbling with the world and getting involved with immorality and unrighteous things, but rather we are to be living, as it were, the sanctified life, the life set apart unto God, so that when the rapture happens, we will hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." We see that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 and 7. 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 and 7, where it says, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication." And now drop down to verse 7, where it says, "For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness." In other words, here's the point. The moment we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we become a born-again Christian. We become a new creation in the Lord. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. And we become what we refer to as positionally sanctified. And that word sanctified means to be set apart unto God, or to be made holy through faith in Jesus Christ by His shed blood that He shed on the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness and the remission of our sins. And so the moment we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we are set apart unto God, sanctified as His children. But then there is also what we refer to as progressive sanctification. Now, that doesn't mean that we become more saved. The day that we trust Christ as Savior, we are completely saved and sanctified and set apart unto God as His children. But progressive sanctification is the idea that as we go throughout the Christian life, we mature in the things of the Lord. We grow in our faith. We become closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. We become more like Christ day by day through the practice of the Word of God. That is what is referred to as progressive sanctification. Then there is prospective sanctification. And that's the idea that when we see Jesus Christ face to face, we will certainly be completely separated unto Him. But here's the point of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. As born-again believers, it is the will of God that we consistently be growing in our sanctification, that is, saying no to sin, saying no to self, fleeing sin, and living more and more for the Lord, and not getting caught up into the sinful ways of the world. You see that very clearly there in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 3, where he says, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication." Yes, every one of us are positionally sanctified at the point of our salvation, but then as we grow in the Lord and as we grow closer to the return of Christ, we should see that we become more like Christ, that we should flee sin and unrighteousness, as it says here, flee fornication, abstain from fornication. Why? Because as it says in verse 7 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, God has not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. You know, we are living in a day and age when there is a group of believers who talk about the fact that now that they are saved and now that they're Christians, that they can live whatever lifestyle they want to live, to make themselves happy and to make themselves feel good. And sometimes that even leads to fornication and unrighteousness. Well, the fact of the matter is, as Christians, we don't have the freedom to live the way that we want. We don't have the freedom to live in sin, but rather we have the freedom from sin so that we might live a holy life before God. And that should be the goal of the Christian. And living in light of the rapture simply means that we keep before us that the rapture could happen at any moment. Therefore, we will do everything that we can to practice sanctification, spiritual growth, spiritual development, spiritual purity, so that when the rapture happens, we will hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Now, I've taken more time on that particular point, as that is the theme of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, than I have on the first three chapters, because I think it's important to keep in mind that the closer we get to the Lord, the more it's important that we are growing up in our relationship to the Lord. His coming could happen at any moment. The first stage of His coming, the rapture, could happen in the next 3 or 4 minutes before I say amen to this program today. Think about that. Well, chapter 1 deals with salvation in light of the rapture. Chapter 2 deals with service in light of the rapture. Chapter 3 deals with suffering in light of the rapture. Chapter 4 deals with sanctification in light of the rapture. And then chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians deals with sobriety in light of the rapture. In other words, we are to be thinking right so that we might live right in light of the rapture. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 6 and 8, it says this, "Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." Verse 8, "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and of an helmet the hope of salvation." You see, in light of the rapture, the fact that it could occur at any moment, we need to be watching, we need to be sober, we need to put on faith and love, we need to be thinking right, so that when we see the Lord Jesus, we will hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Our thoughts must be right. We must be thinking right in relationship to who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. We should be thinking right as it relates to the kind of a life that we are living. We should be thinking right in relation to the fact that we are here to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what it means to be sober, or to have the right sobriety in light of the rapture. And so that's why it's important, I think, for us to conduct a study on 1 Thessalonians, and I would encourage you to do that on your own. It is a rich book in that it teaches us how to be ready for the rapture. And so I ask you today, are you ready for the rapture? Number one, to get ready for the rapture, it's important that you make certain that you're saved, that you're born again. And if you cannot find a time where you've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you to call upon His name today and ask Him to save you, and He will. But then as a Christian, it is my prayer that you will live in light of the rapture. You'll live a life of holiness, a life of winning souls to Christ, a life of sobriety and sanctification, even as we've spoken about those two principles today. But live the life that's pleasing the Lord, so that when you see the Lord Jesus Christ in the rapture, you'll hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Yes, 1 Thessalonians is a very, very rich book in teaching us how to live in light of the rapture. I would encourage you to conduct a personal study. Now, not only are there chapter themes in 1 Thessalonians, but there are also chapter teachings in 1 Thessalonians in light of the rapture, which, the Lord willing, we will look at tomorrow briefly by way of survey. So I trust that you'll be there by the radio when we do so. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.